Cousins pressure, hit as he throws, going for Thielen. He's got it! Waiting for a single touchdown!
Hello, hello, let's go. It's your man, Flip Mozzie, and thank you for spending 15 minutes with me today. Here we are in week 3. Our Minnesota Vikings host the Buffalo Bills, their first AFC opponent of 2018, a respite from the intense NFC. At a time where Buffalo's searching for answers, trying new things, rookie quarterback Josh Allen making his second start, the Vikes hope they have the answers. It's time to pass another test on Sunday. We're here to prepare for Buffalo, no slacking this week. I don't care who or purple are playing, contenders take every game seriously. But first, let's take a look back at the week that was. That game was just different, not because it was a tie, because it was a great game. It was the game we live for every time we sit down on Sunday. A game of 100 storylines. Rodgers coming back from injury, Barr not wanting to touch him, Kendricks getting flagged, then Clay getting flagged for the second straight week. Treadwell way up, then way down, Diggs balling out no matter what, Kirk Cousins taking over the game, special teams miscues, Dan Carlson, damn Dan Carlson. We watch the NFL because nothing is neat, nothing is clean. That game was dirty, entertaining, beauty with blemish. So what happened? Here's what happened. Our purple threw that game away. They started slow, both in scheme and execution, forgot special teams mattered, and they were haunted by it for 5 quarters. And while no one narrative can rule such a crazy game, we have our minds on a few things. Let's start easy. Laquon Treadwell, Laquon. It was all going so well, and while he'll never get full credit for it, Laquon's struggles on Sunday were effort-based. Turned too quickly for the first down, too involved in his route before the INT. Treadwell isn't going anywhere. We're gonna see this man's football career live and in person. Sunday was a big chapter. No matter what, when we turn the page, we're hoping for something better. Now, Dan Carlson, that guy should never have been in purple. Am I a Kai Forbath fan? Hell no, but it was clear. The kicker free agent pool was shallow. Kai was the best we could do. Here's my gripe. Dan Carlson was good, not great, in college. My disappointment started when I looked up his Auburn stats. Y'all, he isn't good. He's an 81% kicker. Carlson and Treadwell make it easy to overlook an amazing passing day. Kirk with 8.9 yards per attempt, 86 QBR, 4 touchdowns, 73% completion rate, 64% success rate. This dude outpaced Aaron Rodgers. Green Bay had a good passing day too, but they weren't lethal in the red zone like Kirk was. And that should have been the difference. We're not done talking about our franchise quarterback, Kirk Cousins. What a game. After struggling, not completing a pass in the fourth quarter against San Fran, we saw one of the best fourth quarters in a long, long time. The big shot to Stephon Diggs for 75 yards. The ridiculous snipe to Adam Thielen. The rainbow fade for the two-point conversion. We've prayed for a quarterback that makes us believe late in the game. Case Keenum gave us that magic, but it was always a whisper. Kirk made it a pronouncement, so I ask you, do you believe now? Do you believe? The Vikings are a passing team. After 2 games, they rank 10th in success rate, 51%. Cousins playing like a top 10 quarterback. Adam Thielen and Kyle Rudolph are two of the most reliable targets in the league. Cook, a major factor out of the backfield, and Diggs, the dynamic winger who can strike on any play. It's a good thing because the run game needs work. It's bad. 40% success rate. Tay has been way better than Dalvin. Will that come back to bite them? The same is true on defense. Many are saying the defense is worse. The truth is, our pass D ranks 12th after going against Jimmy Garoppolo and Aaron Rodgers. 44% success rate. It's really the run D allowing 51% success, missing tackles that need the most work. That's what the numbers say. So moving on to week three, we need to keep our heads up. If they can't rebound from such a crazy game, then they were never meant to win the Super Bowl in the first place. Dan Carlson is gone. Bye-bye. Stacy Coley also dismissed because they need to get better at receiver. Besides that, they need to generate far more pressure on the quarterback. They need to fix everything about special teams and tackle. Those few but big areas can change everything. We'll pair that with our quarterback Cousins and his elite day. Still have Diggs and Thielen balling. It's a pass attack that we hope lasts into 2019. And some might be mad at those field goal drives that the defense allowed. Give me that road effort every week. Was it perfect? No way, but they responded to adversity and got the job done. We add Dan Bailey and Aldrick Robinson. Tom Johnson is back. For the third straight week, we welcome new Vikings onto the team. They come in with high hopes. Bailey, the second most accurate kicker in league history at 88.2%. Robinson, the speedster who hopes to click with Kirk. Right now, the feeling is that they'll have a much bigger impact than your typical midseason roster move. So that's where we are today. It's time to look at our opponent. Hone in on week three victory. Here comes the Buffalo Bills. The last time we played Buffalo was in Mike Zimmer's first season, 2014. Teddy Bridgewater's first road start. His first career touchdown pass that went to Cordarrelle Patterson. But Kyle Orton led a game-winning drive, converted a 4th and 20, then found Sammy Watkins to beat Minnesota 16-17. We've come a long way in 4 years, y'all. Now, Buffalo and Minnesota are headed in opposite directions. The Bills can't run, 27th in success rate, even with LeSean McCoy, and he might not even play on Sunday. Bills can't pass, 29% success, with Josh Allen still figuring it out while throwing to nobody. Zay Jones has been their most efficient receiver. Jason Kroom has outplayed Charles Clay at tight end. The Bills have tried to use those TEs and RBs as a crutch for their rookie quarterback. They target those positions at a high rate, but it hasn't worked. On defense lies Buffalo's, it might just be their only strength, their running defense. Buffalo has been solid, league average at stopping the run on early downs. That's an area where Minnesota has struggles. The Bills force long third down situations. That gives them the best chance of covering up a bad pass defense. Running backs, receivers, tight ends, it doesn't matter. The Vikings should be able to use their new asset, the pass game, score points at will, and strive for certainty in this young NFL season. That's why this game is important. These types of games are rare, but when they come around, our Vikes must seize the opportunity. It's about a W, but we want more. We want certain victory. We're greedy. We want to see him pass that eye test. Give us the look of a true contender that smashes weaker opponents. Our purple should blow this team out, no doubt. Our Vikings should go up big and be resting starters in the fourth quarter. We should be watching Mike Boone and Holton Hill while the veterans laugh it up on the sidelines. Take the game serious, crush them, then rest up for the next game. Looking at which Bills should be taken seriously, here are some matchups. For Buffalo, their entire story starts at quarterback. Allen is being thrown to the wolves with hopes that it makes him stronger. Anthony Barr is that wolf. Bashbrother Barr has the ability to make Allen's day a living hell. Barr has had a couple of quiet games so far. Time for him to make some noise. Shed some tackles. Hassle the QB. Make the game easier for his teammates. Barr vs. Allen is matchup number one. Then we go outside. Josh Allen has a cannon and loves to use it. Zay Jones has been his best deep threat option this year. Across from Kelvin Benjamin, Jones leads the Bills in catches, yards, and success rate. And he's going against Trey Waynes. Waynes has been very solid in the first two games, recovered from that week one knee injury, helped contain Aaron Rodgers. Another solid effort will cover up Josh Allen's favorite target, leave Rhodes on Benjamin, and force Buffalo to pass to their scrubs. Let's go, Trey. Take care of Zay. On offense, I see some similar key matchups. Quarterback versus linebacker here is Kirk Cousins against Tremaine Edmonds. Can Kirk give Edmonds too many looks to handle? The rookie from Virginia Tech has been promising in the first two. If there's one Bill who isn't going to retire, it's the young buck who's looking to prove he belongs in the NFL. He's aggressive, but Kirk can run, is great with his eyes, great on play action, and has tons of weapon to use. Overwhelming Edmonds will unlock the middle of the field. Wide receiver versus cornerback, Tre'Davious White is really the only stud who should probably throw away from on the Bills. He's Buffalo's 2017 first rounder and has been really, really great. PFF's defensive rookie of the year, without much help. Buffalo's D allows the third lowest receiver target rate. They cover up receivers and force teams to throw to the running backs and tight ends. We should see a lot of double teams in brackets. We should see a lot of contested balls here, so Stephon needs to win those. Of course, Diggs is a contested catch master. Will go up and come down with any ball. So Diggs versus White will be a true test. Finally, everyone's favorite dad bod has a clash of his own. Kyle Rudolph hasn't been used too much, but he's been crazy efficient. 80% success rate, 60% first down rate. He's doing more in that DeFilippo offense than you think. This week, he'll see a lot of Jordan Poyer and Micah Hyde. That's Buffalo's best duo, two safeties that combined for 10 interceptions, 11 pass breakups in 2017. Both are sure tacklers, and Rudolph goes down pretty easy these days. Still, if Mr. Reliable Kyle can keep the offense on schedule, move the chains when needed, Buffalo will have to honor his role and he'll open things up for our Teen Titans. So those are our Week 3 X-Factors. Barr, Waynes, Cousins, Diggs, and Rudolph. There's no domination without big days from these guys. And domination is completely the goal here. I know some are saying we can't overlook Buffalo. Some think we should play everybody, take no Sunday for granted. This is not a trap game. Not coming off that tie, Minnesota should be focused. The game will be tight because Mike Zimmer games almost always are. Domination is what we need, though, because it's not just Griffin and Cook. We need to rest our stars, and that can happen on the back end. That's why my first bold prediction is a pretty simple one. Cousins scores a touchdown in the fourth quarter. Now, that's not too crazy on its own, but when you consider Dalvin's nursing a hamstring injury, Pat Elflein is slowly coming back, we don't want Kirk in that game that late. We want Trevor Siemian scoring that touchdown. We would love to see another massive effort from Adam Thielen. He'll keep on dealing. Let's put some numbers down. 10 catches, 95 yards, and a touchdown. That stat line calls for more of a possession role for Adam on Sunday. He's going to be an early option in Kirk's decision tree, feasting over the middle. For the defense, is there anything we should be scared of? Probably not, but still sometimes one play at all it takes, so I'm guessing Allen actually connects on one of those deep balls. The Bills will score a touchdown of 40 or more yards. But it can't be all bad, no way. We haven't even talked about Bash Brother Kendricks yet. He's set to thrive as Minnesota's defense spins Josh Allen in circles. 8 tackles, 2 for a loss, and an interception for Eric. It's time for one of our linebackers to lean into a game and take it over. Kendricks is that guy. After the game, we're hoping to talk about a Vikings win, of course. We'll be raving about Mike Zimmer and his defense, how they made Josh Allen look like a fool. We'll say, sure, they let up that one deep strike, but it'll go down as a fluke, no big deal, as our linebackers came to play. They'll play with their hair on fire and make the defense look complete. We'll think this game was closer than we wanted it to be, but still fun to watch. Fun to watch Diggs go against White, who will gain our respect. Fun to watch Thielen zig and zag our offense down the field. Fun to see the connection with Rudolph and Cousins grow. We're reloaded at receiver, defensive tackle, and kicker. The roster is deep for a game that should need that depth. The Bills come to our home field asking for mercy, and we'll give them none. When will Josh Allen have his day? Not this Sunday. Defeat the Bills, kick them back out of our city. Skull Vikes.